This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ruby Wax, welcome to Melbourne's Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
Now, you've always had a lot of gay fans. Do you think that we relate to you because you've had this fabulous life with a whole lot of ups and downs, or is it maybe just because you're quite camp?
Maybe both. I mean, I think that the one thing about the whole gay thing is that they like somebody who's straight.
Yeah.
Because they know I'm not, you know, I'm not lying. There's no, I don't know if you can say BS, but, you know, there isn't any of that. And I think they like that. And even that, if that means being, kind of right to the heart of it, they really like that. They squeal with joy.
Most of us, well, myself especially, came to know you from your TV show, interviewing everyone from Pamela Anderson to Madonna. But you've said your best interview was with Imelda Marcos. What made that one so special?
I'm better when people are really interesting because, you know, there's more to dig. It's like if somebody was an archaeologist and you knew there was something, you know, that was really precious down there, rather than I thought I was just going to, you know, find some stuff from Woolworth. Don't think people don't surprise you. If you're digging around Pamela Anderson, suddenly you do come up with, you know, people aren't what you think they are. And so it's like playing with a Rubik's Cube. But Imelda was, I would say, she had a little bit of sociopathology and a bit of the diva. So you're talking about a real A-lister in many directions. So that's why, for me, it's more fun. I don't care what it looks like.
I do remember the scene in one of your interviews of you sitting on a caravan floor with Pamela Anderson trying to suck the carpet up.
Oh, yeah, that was when I was 2 years old with my pelvic floor. My pelvic floor still is very strong. You'll notice that when I get to Australia.
You're about to tour Australia with your show Out of Your Mind, which details, amongst other things, your battle with depression. That's a very private issue for most people. So why did you decide to make a comedy show out of it?
The depression is like the kind of trigger, because that's how the whole thing started, is that Comic Relief outed me, because they give some of their money to mental health charities, and they used a photo of mine, but they didn't use a little photo, they used a giant poster and put it in every tube station saying, this woman is mentally ill, please help her. So I decided to write a show so it would make it look like that was my publicity poster.
Because depression is something that can hit anyone, and a lot of people would have looked at you as a comedian.
One in four. Yeah. It's one in four, yeah.
But as you as a comedian, a lot of people would have looked at you and said, well, she's a comedian. How on earth could she be depressed? So did you feel a sort of duty, or are you trying to help other people by speaking publicly about this?
We're talking 4 years of this. So a website opened that somebody funded so that people – it's one in four, it's not like a small amount of people, can find each other and ask each other questions, and they can be anonymous, because we're not like AA, who have a place on every corner. So what started happening was, after the show, which, P.S., three quarters are funny, and it's just funny for the human race, because it's all of our malaise and what makes us crazy. But at the end of the show, after the interval, I invite the audience to come and they can talk. And there's never been one night where we didn't have to go, okay, we have to shut the theater down. Everybody has questions about this kind of stuff because all we have in our real life is cocktail chatter.
Well, that's
so
right.
It's interesting that we all get real in that theater.
I guess a reason a lot of the gay community will relate to this show is the gay community is seen to have this amazingly fabulous life, but a lot of people in the gay community suffer from depression, and therefore, am I right in saying they'll probably make a connection to elements of this show?
Oh, they'll make a connection, yeah. I mean, look, your insides don't know what your outside does for a living. So you could say that, you know, I didn't know Weatherman had diabetes. You know, there's hardly a connection. It's just so, and especially somebody, I bet they're tired of people going, oh, perk up. That's part of the, you know, line in here. Like, you didn't think of that. And some of the best actors are the people who have mental illness, because that's part of your, you know, raison d'etre, is to keep, is your personality's gone when you're sick. People think it's sad. It's just gone. You're just a block of cement. But you start imitating who you used to be like. And nobody can act better than a gay.
Absolutely.
Even more than an actor.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Looking back and talking about those items every night on stage to a bunch of strangers, is that sometimes a little bit difficult or a little bit painful for you?
No, because I'm starting off, the show's really funny in the beginning. So, you know, that really pulls us all in. You know, that's foreplay. And then when I start to go dark, you know, but that's only toward the end, that everybody's on the roller coaster with you now. So it's really, it's like you found your tribe. To me, that's the kick. I would never stop doing this show. By the way, the show's always changing. And eventually it will not be this show at all. I'll have replaced it with another show. But it'll always be about, it'll never be flippant. That's all I'm saying. If you want dating and diets, go to another show.
So if we come along to the Ruby Wax show, where obviously you're going to deal with the issue around your battle with depression, but what else can we expect of the Out of Your Mind
show?
Not
mine, yours. You know what I mean? I use me, but I make it funny. But if you've got, it's not just depression. Look, it's all of us going, what the hell are we supposed to be doing? We have no instruction manual. And everything, always thinking the next guy knows what he's doing. So if you feel like that, then come.
Because I did read a quote about the show, which you've said, it's really more about how none of us know how to live our lives. Looking back on your life and all you've been through, do you think Ruby Wax now knows how to live her life?
I'd say I'm closer. You know, if I would have kept going, the thing is you got to keep reinventing, especially as you get older, because otherwise you're imitating who you used to be. So I think the fact I went back to school and stuff and started to do things I would really find interesting rather than something to do with show business, I think it gave me a kicker. You know, it wasn't motivated for public use. So that means you're getting closer to the bone of what you find really interesting. You know, some people have to have marble toilets. Well, do they really need that? You know, I don't mean marble. I mean, you know, the people have insist on bathrooms that are 80 feet long with a chandelier, and you think, come on, you're just depositing your insides. What do you need this for? And sometimes I feel that's a little about show business.
Absolutely.
What do you need this for?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What is on the Ruby Wax calendar for the rest of the year? After you've come down to Melbourne and done this show, are you going to keep touring around the world with the show, or are you like...
I'm taking it back to America, and then I'm writing a book right now about how your brain works. But again, the word humor comes in here, because I can translate. I'm not so good at the science, but everybody wants to know how their brain works. If I can turn that into comedy, then I've struck gold.
Yeah,
manual.
Yeah, absolutely.
But not based on my life and how interesting it was to interview Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
You're talking about what actual the meat of what's in there and what you can do with it. Now, if you don't find that interesting, I've lost connection.
Finally, Ruby, Melbourne is the fashion capital. It's the food capital. It's the heart of Australia, and it's a great city. Have you got any other plans whilst you're in Australia?
No, I'm only going to try and plan and come back again because it's too short. But you know, I hope I can get back to to really do it. This is too short, so I'll be hustling to get more work while I'm there.
Well, Ruby, thank you so much for joining us today on Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
Now, I have always been a huge fan, so I'll be in the audience, and I know that you study the audience when they come into the theatre. So I'll be the one in the big bright pink joy.
Will you wave to me?
I will wave to you. I'll be in the big bright joy pink joy t-shirt.
I'm having tea and making phone calls, but if you wave to me, then I'll see you.
I'll certainly wave to you.
And I'll text you.
I look forward to it.
Okay.
All the best for your show, and we look forward to welcoming you down in Melbourne sometime soon.
Thank you. See you there.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.